Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
Here we go, 03444991000. Oh, 03444991000, the Late Night Alternative with me, Ian Lee. Catherine is off for the rest of this week. I'm off on Friday. Yeah, wow, 4-day week. 4-day week, living the dream. Let's go to Joe. Good evening, Joe.
Hi, Ian, how you doing, mate?
I am on top of the world. Apart from having fleas and being physically exhausted, I'm great, Joe. What have you got for us?
Yeah, great. You sounded good as well.
Thank you, mate.
You sounded really well.
Thank
you. Yeah, just you're on about... Have you been dumped? Is that one of you calling?
Yeah, go on.
Well, I feel like I've been dumped by yourself.
Oh.
From Twitter.
Oh God! What did I do? Did I block you?
Yeah.
What did you say to me, Joe?
I've just been looking it up while I've been on hold.
Yeah.
You're
telling me you don't remember what you said to me. Okay.
I had to look it up, but it was just something about Michael Jackson. Do you know when that documentary came out?
Yeah.
I just said, let him rest or something like that.
Read out exactly what you said to me, Joseph. Exactly.
I'm scrolling down.
Scrolling down.
Scrolling down.
Scrolling down. I'm going to be honest, I was getting a lot of... my position on Jackson has shifted somewhat, but I was getting a lot of kind of very... is virulent? Is that a word? Virulent? Why can't I say virulent? Anyway, very...
I know what you mean, yeah.
Virulent. Can't say it. A lot of very angry Jackson supporters. Bit of a cough you got there. A lot of angry Jackson supporters, and it got to a point where it was just relentless. So I was just blocking... I just blocked everybody. But maybe... I want to hear the tweet, Joe. I want to hear that tweet in all its heavenly glory.
All right. Well, there's a few of them.
Go on.
First one says, does it really matter if you did it or not? How does it affect your life now?
Well, okay. Well, it does. I think that's dismissive of child sexual abuse and victims of child sexual abuse, of which I am one. So it does affect my life.
But,
yes.
Yeah, but it did. Yeah, didn't. I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, that's great. Okay.
Second one. But you'll never know for sure. The guy is brown bread. Have you seen the film Memento? I don't know what that was about.
It's a good film, Memento, but I don't see the connection. Yeah. Okay, I didn't like the film Memento, and that's why I blocked you, yeah.
And the next one, maybe you did touch a few kids, but why does it matter so much?
That's the one, that's what I blocked you for.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it does matter. Maybe he touched a few kids, but why does it matter? Well,
because... So much, like, it was getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It was, like, all over the newspapers, all over the TV... I mean, it's horrendous what he did, if he did it.
Yeah, but then that's a very, very dismissive, dare I say it? And listen, I'm going to unblock you, Joe. I'm saying that now. So I'm going to unblock you. But that is, I can see why I blocked you for that. That is a very dismissive, and I'm going to say it, arrogant, and I would say cruel. I would say it's a cruel thing. If he did touch a few quids, why does it matter? Whatever. That's a cruel thing to say, because Listen, my abuse as a kid was nothing. You know, I didn't get raped. Compared to a lot of other people, it's not a lot. But I do know that we have a lot of people that listen to the show that have been raped as kids, that have had the worst kind of sexual abuse. And my real concern, and I have stepped back a little bit from my 100% condemnation of Michael Jackson. I explained it a couple of weeks ago why I'd taken a big step back, but. My biggest concern at the time was that a lot of people who have been victims of child sexual abuse, their stories were being dismissed by some very pro-Jackson supporters. The two things, Michael Jackson being one thing and other victims of sexual abuse, the two things were kind of getting conflated by a lot of people, and I just felt that was unnecessary. So that's why I blocked you, Joe. But give me your Twitter handle, please.
Yeah, it's Joe Bowers, J-O,
yeah.
B-O-W-E-R-S,
yeah.
Two.
Okay. Oh, who's Joe Bowers? One? Who's this scumbag?
I don't know. Can I just read the last two?
There's more! Oh, no! Yeah. I bet the last one is, and you're a massive twat, Lee, and I'm going to kill you.
The last two are, I watched part of the documentary, and from what I saw, I definitely abused kids. And that is horrific, but it seems like a witch hunt on a dead guy. Sad times. And the last one is, people who touch kids should be shot in an ideal world. I'm not defending them at all, but maybe we should focus our attention to people that are alive and doing it now.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to offend you.
Okay, I probably blocked you at that point. I recognise your face. Have we met?
No, we spoke before.
But I'm looking at your picture now. You're a good-looking guy. You're wearing a pair of headphones. But I recognise you.
Right, we might have met. I used to live in London a while ago.
Maybe I just stalk everybody who I block. You're on block, man.
Nice one.
There
but
you
go. You're sounding good, mate. You're sounding good.
Joe, thank you very much.
I'm
glad we made peace.
Nice one, mate.
Thank you, man. If anyone else has been blocked by me, it's quite a few of you. Let's have a little look. There are loads of you, actually. I don't know how you work Twitter anymore. I now look at Twitter the way that my mum would look at the TV remote control. It's like, privacy and safety, blocked. It doesn't say how many I've got blocked. Maybe it'll say it on my phone. Let's talk to David while I look on my phone and see how many I've blocked. Good evening, David.
I'm stockpiling shoes. Bye.
Thanks very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. He's stockpiling shoes. Excellent contribution. Susan.
I've got a film for you. I think you'll enjoy.
It doesn't tell me how many people I've blocked. It used to give you a number. What's the point of this?
Are you talking to me or are you not talking to me?
I'm carrying on the thought that I had before.
Okay,
you
right.
Found out.
Right.
I'm saying,
can we move on?
Just chill out, baby. You move on when I say we move on. When I say we're gonna move on. And right now, I wanna know how many goddamn SOBs I have blocked on Twitter. That's what she's still talking. She's still talking. Don't realise the fader's down. It used to say you have blocked like 206, but I've blocked over 300 people. I'm pretty sure of it. Here we go. She's just. I've blocked a lot of people, but if there's any way I could find out how many, that would be awesome. Okay, let's move on to Susan recommending a film that I'm never going to watch. Away you go, Susan.
Right. First of all, have you seen it? It's called The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley starring in it.
No, it's the film about the guy that did the code breaking thing.
Yeah.
Sounds boring.
No.
Yeah, it sounds boring. I'm not going to watch it.
What's his name? It's fascinating. Turing. Alan Turing.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, Alan Turing.
Yeah, boring. Alan Boring, I call
it's
him.
No.
Yes?
I tell you what.
Alan Boring.
It's totally fascinating.
Well, to you it is, but to me it'll be boring.
No, to everybody.
No, not to... How arrogant. Not to everybody. I know the story because I'm not an idiot. Because I'm not an idiot, Susan. I know the Alan Turing story. I don't need a Hollywood fictionalised account to tell me what should actually be British history. I know it. I don't want to watch a movie of it. At the weekend, I watched I watched my sixth shark movie in 2 weeks. It was called Deep Blue Sea. Now that is a movie. 1999. Great film. You watch that.
What's it about?
It's about some intelligent sharks that kill Samuel L. Jackson. That was a spoiler. I didn't mean to do that.
No, what's it really about?
It's about...
Because I haven't
literally just told you. It's about some intelligent sharks that kill Samuel L. Jackson.
Do they kill anybody else?
Yeah, loads of people, but I'm not Keith. I'm not going to spoil it for everyone.
All right, okay.
It's a great film. Watched it with my boys. Great film.
Really?
Loved it.
So it's children-orientated as well as adults?
No, it's an adult film. I show my kids adult films. When they come this weekend, it's Friday night, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Saturday night is Driller Killer. Yeah. Sunday night is I Spit on Your Grave with The Exorcist double bill.
That's not funny, Ian.
It's very funny. We played Five Nights at Freddy, by the way, on VR on the PS4. There's a great... If anyone's played that, oh, it's a great game. Five Nights at Freddy's. I thoroughly recommend that. Susan!
What was your first remembered song?
I've told you. I said it already.
No.
Yeah,
because I haven't only just... No.
Yep.
You haven't. You've told me what film you were watching.
No,
you haven't told me what your favourite song was.
I told the listener.
Which listener?
The listener to this show. I told them, if you'd been listening, at about 10 minutes to 11.
Right, OK, forget that. Right. Can I talk to you about what you've just said, because I missed it?
OK, well, you screwed up.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, OK?
Some people can see how many people they've blocked on Twitter. I can't.
Can I talk to you about Ayrton Senna, the Formula One racing driver who lost his life at 34?
No, you can't, because you were talking to James Whale about it 2 hours ago. Next, we don't recycle topics.
Right. What do you want me to talk to you about?
How you say the word goodbye?
Oh, well, you know what to do, don't you? Just flick the switch. Pull the plug. It's your prerogative. Oh, well, you know what to do, don't you? Just flick the switch. Which I'm sure you'd like to do. What would you like me to talk about? Pull the plug. Your prerogative. Oh, well, you know what to do, don't you? Just click the switch. Au
revoir. Gute Nacht. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are Talk Radio.
It's electric. It's eclectic. It's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Thank you to everybody who recommended I watch Deep Blue Sea. I think it was Ollie and then a few others kind of backed up. That's some film. Six shark films I've seen in the past 2 weeks. Jaws. Jaws 2. Jaws 3. Jaws 4. Sharknado. And Deep Blue Sea, and my boys watched The Meg without me. So they've seen seven. What a world. What a world we live in. Good evening, Thomas!
I just was calling up because I'm not a nonce. I'm not a smooth criminal. Hit pretty Ian with the high heels on. He's got a beard and he wears a condom. No, I just wanted to say that, you know, I thought it was slightly offensive that you told me that I'm a smooth criminal, Dirty Diana, not the Princess of Wales, Dirty Diana, not the Princess of Wales, because I'm not bad, not bad, you know I'm not bad, I'm not bad, not bad, you know who's bad, not me, not guilty on all counts, come on.
Okay, thanks very much for the call. Everyone's telling me how I can see how many people are blocked. It's not working on my computer or my phone. It's not there. So everybody, I've got a Huawei. Maybe that's why. So everybody who's saying, is this really, I cannot see how many people I've blocked. And I would like that information because I blocked a lot of people, man. Blocked a lot of people. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. Here we go. Where's the story? Where's the story gone? Where's this? Hang on a minute. I'll click a button. The internet here is really not very good at the moment. Here we go. Recently, we discovered that a worrying number of people aren't washing their underwear correctly. Well, I don't even know what that means. So I'm going to click on that story, first of all. They're not washing their underwear correctly. So if I click on that, I'm going to regret this because we're going to lose this page. Here we go. So how come you're not... How often do you wash your knickers, pants or boxers? Well, it turns out, even if your answer is every day, you're probably still wearing dirty underwear and you didn't even know it. This is according to the hygiene doctor, Dr. Lisa Ackerley, who recently revealed the best practice when it comes to washing your undercrackers. I've never said the word undercrackers before in my life, and I'm kind of wishing I hadn't just said it twice then. The health expert explained that unless you set your washing machine to a certain temperature, it won't kill the bacteria on your pants. She added that because of this, you shouldn't put them in to wash with other household items. I made a terrible mistake. My two of my favourite T-shirts, my Tulane Blacktop and my Angela Mao Kung Fu T-shirt, I put them in with black jeans. Oh, jeez. I put them in with black jeans, and I thought the black jeans had been washed enough so that it wouldn't, but it hadn't, and it's ruined them. It's not ruined them, but they're dirty now. With knickers and pants, anything under 60 degrees won't kill the bacteria. Don't put the knickers in with tea towels on a low wash because you might have fecal contamination in your knickers and you wouldn't want that near your kitchen. Well, I got two young boys and three cats. So, you know, there's been, like, I have two litter trays for the cats. Even though they go outside to play, they will not go to the toilet outside. So I've got a litter tray down in the kitchen, which they've stopped using. And I have a litter tray upstairs, which seems to be the one they use all the time. It's outside my bedroom. And I've been woken up several times in the night by a foul-smelling cat shit. I mean, there's no way around it. That's what it is. The smell has woken me up so much, right? So, oh, God, there's some of these people who are nuts. Nuts people that blocked. Thank you. And I've had a piece of... yes, hello?
I've always washed my knickers on a 60 degree and not put them with anything else.
Thanks very much for your call, you dirty hussy. I've had a lump of cat poo on my landing, like a dry one, but just on the landing for like a week. This is the filth I live in. This is the filth. And I only picked it up today because the cleaner was coming and I didn't want her to think I was dirty. Okay, right, so that's, so you've got to wash your pants on a 60. Okay, fine, right, good. That's great news. Anyway, back to this. Back to this story. Geez, this website is so badly constructed. It's so hard to get into. Oh, come on, man. Hang on a minute. Bear with me, guys. Bear with me. I'm trying to get past a load of pop-ups. Here we go. Recently, we discovered a worrying number of people aren't washing their underwear correctly. All right, brilliant. Great for you. And now, to make matters worse, we've just found out that there are plenty out there who don't put on a clean pair of underwear every day. Okay. I was about to say that's disgusting, but we've all done it. I mean, I do. Okay. According to new research, around half of people in the US are America. It's slightly different rules over there. Don't change their underwear daily. And a disturbing 13% of those they spoke to even confessed to wearing the same pair of knickers or pants for an entire week. OK, it's possible, and I have done it, right? You can wear... You can get 4 days' wear out of them and they still be clean, and here's how. It's to do with rotation. So first day, you can wear them normally. Second day, you turn them round. Third day, you turn them inside out and wear them front-facing. Fourth day, you turn them inside out and wear them back to front. And then if you needed to, you could go back to the original configuration on the fifth day, because by then it will have cleaned itself. That's science. I've done that a few times, but I think probably in the jungle, I wore the same underwear. Because you were only allowed to take in, I think, how much underwear were you allowed to take in? Was it 2 pairs or 4 pairs? I think maybe it was 4 pairs you could take in, but you were there for, oh, Jesus, what is, yes, what do you want? Stop calling. We haven't got any calls, but I'm not that desperate. I think I took 4 pairs into the jungle, but I could be wrong on that. Men were found to be the worst for doing this, with a survey of 1,000 Americans showing that males are 2.5 times more likely than women to wear the same pants for 7 days or longer. Okay, 7 days is pushing it. That really is pushing it. That's an emergency situation. The research also revealed... Is this a thing? The research also revealed that people felt a strong sense of loyalty for their underwear, with 46% of participants admitting they'd owned the same underwear for a year or more. Huh? I don't think that's so strange, is it? In an era where, what do they call it? Fast fashion, is that what they call it? Where, you know, people buy stuff and don't wear it, or they wear it once and throw it away. My underwear... I think I've still got some underwear that my mum bought for me when I was like a teenager. I think I've got a drawer that I think so. I can't remember the last time I bought pants. I mean, probably this century, but I couldn't be any more specific than that. Oh God, no! More than a year old, of course. Around 38%, here we go, around 38% also said they'd had their favourite underwear for so long and they couldn't remember when they bought it. Well, that's me, of course I can't remember when I bought it. I know I bought it from Marx's, and when Marx's eventually goes bust, which it will do, Gonna have nowhere to get my pants from. All of my underwear. We can have this conversation, dear listener. 03444991000. My socks and my boxers. Well, I don't know if they're... I think they're boxers, not trunks. Trunks are when they cling to your leg, aren't they? And boxers when you've got a bit of breathing room. They're all the same. They're all black. And I've kind of been thinking, maybe it's time to mix up the colour scheme a little bit. But I've never been... black boxers, I think that's kind of cool, and maybe I'm going to stick with those. But the socks, black socks, I feel I need a new direction in my sock buying plan. But this behaviour goes against this company's recommendations, as they advise their customers to throw out old underwear and buy new pants every 6 months to a year. Let me guess, is it an underwear company that's done this survey? Yeah, it's an underwear maker. Jesus, come on. Are we that stupid? This is because underwear collects bacteria that can lead to nasty infections in the long run. Who's ever had an infection because their underwear is 5 years old? Oh, I got cockroach. How come? Doctor says it's because I'm wearing old pants. Wow, I'm sorry to hear that, man. And as for bras, Marks and Spencer's bra fit expert spoke to Mirror Online about when you need to get a new one. She said, in my opinion, a bra is at its best in its first year of being worn. Whoop-de-bloody-doo. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
It's electric. It's eclectic. It's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.